This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, where it's all about information, education, and resources for those of us caring for an elderly loved one. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and president of Senior Care Consulting. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And the listenership is growing, and I really appreciate you sharing the information about Senior Care Live with your friends and family and your coworkers. And it's really, really making a big, big difference. We're getting a lot of traction here on Talk 980 AM, and I just can't thank you enough for your wonderful, wonderful support. And as always, if you have a question about the program and how we can help you and your family, we have a toll-free number. Feel free to write that down, 1-800-331-6445. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. And you can call that number 24 hours a day. A real person answers, and just leave us, leave us a message, connect with us that way. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do that, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for the free e-newsletter, and check out our free upcoming educational events. And I'm going to talk about one that will be here here in just a few days. So I'll talk about that here later on in the program. All right. So from last week's program, I received some emails asking me to further explain what I mean by Medicaid pending. So that was part of the conversation last week. And so, look, I could take each one of these issues and break it down into an entire program. I won't get that much in the weeds with you on pretty much on anything. I think that probably put most people to sleep, but I do want to touch on this. I think it's really important. So last week, again, I briefly mentioned this, and I just wanted to further explain this very confusing issue of Medicaid pending. So now when you're dealing with Medicaid, you have to spend down. So if you hear the term spend down, that's what that means. Spend down your assets to $2,000 or less in the state of Kansas, $999 or less in the state of Missouri. And then once you do this, you can qualify for Medicaid to pay for your stay in a nursing home. Okay, so then you have to fill out a very long Medicaid application, provide financial records, and provide a lot of other documentation. So, this is a project. You can't just stop by and fill it out in 5 minutes. It's not like that. I mean, there's a lot to this. It's not impossible, but there's a lot to this. This is why a lot of people will go to an elder law attorney to help them with this to make sure it's filed properly. But just know that there's a lot to it. Once your application is completed, then you submit your application to the state of course, Kansas or Missouri for review. It may take them 45 to 60 days to review and then either approve the application or deny the application. Now, during that time frame, you are technically in a what's called Medicaid pending status. All right, so that's that waiting period, that no man's land, that gray area where you've applied for Medicaid, you're not receiving the benefit, your application is still being processed and under review, so you don't know if you're going to get approved or not. That's Medicaid pending. That's that time frame there. Okay, so when you move to a nursing home, they generally want you to be able to pay privately for at least 1 to 2 months. So the average time it takes to process the Medicaid application is 1 to 2 months. Pretty typical. Right now, Kansas is behind that. But in general, 45 to 60 days takes care of it. So this would be a total, your ability to pay privately, a total of $6,000 to $12,000. Now, many of them require 6 to 12 months of private pay capability before they'll switch to Medicaid. Some places require you to pay privately for 2 to 4 years before they will accept Medicaid. All right, so this is a big deal. Now, if you do not have the ability to pay privately for at least the first month, which would be $6,000, then you would be entering the care facility in, again, that Medicaid pending status. So the nursing home will incur the cost of providing your care until Medicaid approves your application. Once the application is approved, Medicaid will reimburse the nursing home retroactively. So what they're doing is they're paying for the cost of care and everything that goes along with that. Medicaid approves in 60 days. They're retroactive. The payment is retroactive to the date of application. So they'll be reimbursed. So the question is, what if the Medicaid application takes 60 days to process and then it gets declined? That's the question. That's the rub here. So during this time, they should have billed, the nursing home should have billed about $12,000. I'm using an average number there. So they should have billed about $12,000. However, now that your application is declined, they have to write off uncollectible revenue of $12,000 and at the same time incur the total cost of providing your care. Now, this issue and that scenario has become a major issue across our country and especially in the Kansas City marketplace. I spoke with one nursing home and they had to write off $750,000 of revenue in just 9 months because of this Medicaid pending issue. That's at a clip of $1 million a year. Even the largest of communities they cannot absorb that. They'll be out of business. And then they cannot provide the care. And that's what they're in the business of doing, providing care. So when they accept a resident in a Medicaid pending status, it's about the same thing as rolling the dice. They are literally gambling and betting that your application will be approved and that they will be reimbursed in a couple of months. So, due to the high risk and possibility of the Medicaid application being declined, many nursing homes now will not accept new residents in a Medicaid pending status. And you may hear the phrase or the statement, well, we have to have a payment source for admission, and Medicaid pending is not a payment source. And it's not. It's that no man's land. It's that gray area. Very questionable in that area. So here's the good news. The good news is that I can still help my clients with Senior Care Consulting find good care at places that still accept Medicaid pending, but it is becoming more and more difficult as time goes on. And it decreases the number of facilities that we have to choose from and to evaluate to determine which one is best for you and your needs. So if you can help it at all, and you're almost out of liquid assets and you need a nursing home and you can't help the financial situation. It is what it is. Okay. And you're out of assets and you need a nursing home. We can still definitely help you. However, if at all possible, try to move to a nursing home while you still have some assets left. And I know you can't always predict these things, but if you can, you really seriously need to think about this. See, if you can do this, you'll have more facilities available to choose from, and this is always a much better situation for you to be in. If possible, again, if you're out of assets and only have your monthly income coming in, it's still possible to find quality care, and we can definitely help you at Senior Care Consulting. All right. So what we do is we have, you know, professional relationships with most of the senior care communities. I understand how they work. I understand who will work with the Medicaid pending status. I understand all of the requirements. If you do work in a Medicaid pending status, sometimes they'll say, well, if your client is working with an elder law attorney, then we have a high degree of success when the new resident comes in and you have professionals handling their claim. But not everyone can afford to work with an elder law attorney, or they may not need the elder law attorney for one reason or another, and they're going to fill this out on their own. So sometimes the representative of the nursing home can help you fill that out if it's a real simple one. If it's complex, you need to go to an elder law attorney, and I'll talk all about that on another program. But if it's pretty straightforward, yeah, take a shot at it on your own. But a lot of times then the people in the facility have to review the application, and if they feel that the application is rock solid, again, they're betting, they're rolling the dice, they're gambling, they're counting on that application being reimbursed. Otherwise, they just lost literally tens of thousands of dollars and they can't do that, right? So as I know what all these places will do and will not do, I know their requirements. No one knows this market better than me, right? So if you need help with that, you call Senior Care Consulting, 913-749-7899, or you can also call the 1-800 number and we'll help you through that. So I hope that explains the Medicaid pending status. And again, if you have a question, reach out to me anytime. I'll help you through that. All right. The Senior Care Live question of the week. When visiting an assisted living community, you may hear this statement: we're an age in place community and your parent will never have to move from here. So the part of the statement, your parent will never have to move from here, is true what percentage of time? The statement is true 100% of the time, 75% of the time, 59% of the time, or 41% of the time? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call anytime. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by to take your call. So again, you could call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio, you're away from the radio sometime, and you want to listen to the program, Super simple. The program streams live to any electronic device just simply by going to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. In the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a button that says Listen Live. Click the button, and it'll stream to any electronic device that you may have. It is really that simple. We have a lot of people that stream the program online, so that's pretty cool stuff. All right, so let's get back to answering the Senior Care Live question of the week. When visiting an assisted living community, often you're going to hear the statement, we're an age-in-place community, and your parent will never have to move from here. All right, so what part of that, or excuse me, the statement, or the part of the statement, your parent will never have to move from here, is true what percentage of the time? So that statement is true, A, 100% of the time, B, 75% of the time, C, the statement is true 59% of the time, or D, the statement is true 41% of the time. And the answer is D, 41% of the time. So according to a major study that I hang my hat on frequently, it's an excellent, excellent, broad-based national study, 59% of assisted living residents will have to move to a higher level of care. Well, why is that, Steve? If they say that you can, or an age-in-place community, and my parent will never have to move, then you're telling me there's a good chance they'll have to move. Well, let me give you some of the issues that can cause a discharge of an assisted living resident, and they would include becoming an elopement risk, negative behaviors, becoming a two-person transfer, requiring insulin injections, becoming a fall risk, and running out of money, unable to pay privately for care. So these are just some of the reasons why this statement is true 41% of the time. I get calls all the time at Senior Care Consulting where, we just moved mom in there or dad in there 3 or 4 months ago, and now they're kicking us out. Did they lie to me? They told me that my mom or my dad could stay there forever. Well, no, leave me out of that. I wasn't there. But at the same time, many times this falls squarely into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. So you have to be really, really, really careful and know what you're doing when you're out there finding an assisted living facility or any care community for your parent. All right. Just want to touch on this briefly. It's coming right up this Wednesday, February the 17th. It's our next free educational event. This one is called, and don't let the title fool you here or kind of distract you. It's called What If Death Makes Life Possible? All right. We talked about it last week quite a bit with Judy Wechter, but this is a documentary, and it was based on a book from Marilyn Schlitz, Dr. Marilyn Schlitz, and, oh, by the way, Deepak Chopra, and they put together an amazing documentary, and it just talks about if you could deal with or just understand this concept that, you know, everyone dies at some point, if you can deal with that and work with that, then what it does is it frees you up to live your life more fully and more meaningfully every single day. And so they talk about this from a number of faith perspectives and cultural differences and that sort of thing. It is an incredible documentary. And so we're going to watch the documentary, and then we're going to really break that down with help from our friend Sandy Silva with Transformational Resources. She is an excellent resource and facilitator, and she's going to help us out with this in a big way. It's going to be from 9 to noon. Show up at 8:30 to sign in and enjoy a free continental breakfast from our friends, the Gamble team, Ryan and Tanya Gamble. And we're going to start right at 9 o'clock. Here's where it's at. It's at the Matt Ross Community Center in Overland Park, 8101 Marty in Overland Park, Kansas. Just think 81st and Metcalf, and then just slightly to the west. You cannot miss it. And for our friends in the medical field, nursing, case manager, social services, and other medical professions, you will receive 3 continuing education credits absolutely free of charge. Our gift to you. We just believe in education. We put our money where our mouth is, and these things are all free of charge for you. Okay? So come on out and sign up, and I'll tell you how to sign up in just a second. But it's also, as you already know, our educational events are also perfectly appropriate for the layperson, the family and friend caregiver. So you are also welcome and encouraged to attend. It's just this is going to be a phenomenal one. And the reason that I know this one is really striking a chord, we already have over 70 people who have signed up, and this space is limited, and this is not some marketing ploy. Okay, we can only fit so many people in this room, and we're not going to open it up any further. So if you have not registered here too, and you need to do it because we're going to run out of room, and I'm not kidding. You can go old school and call our friends at Crossroad Hospice, 816-333-9200. 816-333-9200 and register by phone. Or you could also go to seniorcarelive.com. Right on the front homepage, there's free educational events. There's a link right there that's a button and says register here. And just click it and boom, it takes about 30 seconds to sign up online. It's really that simple. Looking forward to seeing you at our next free educational event. What if death makes life possible? Wednesday, February the 17th from 9 to noon. All right, I'm going to shift gears and introduce my friend Steve Johnson. He's with LTC Experts, and you can reach him 913-829-7555 or online at ltcexperts.net. Steve, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
All right. Yeah, it's great to have you here. I am just so glad that we have a long-term care insurance expert. You're also a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. I think that's pretty cool. I love Dave Ramsey.
I do too. He's better than he deserves, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just a spectacular guy. Love his mission, his ministry, all the great ways that he is helping people out there. He's a true inspiration. So I'm really glad you're an endorsed local provider. So we don't have a lot of time to get into this, but we can just start this off, and then we'll continue in the next segment in the next 2 segments. But what is long-term care insurance? Just kind of in a nutshell.
Good, in a nutshell. So this is extended care, help with activities of daily living, such as bathing and dressing and feeding, things like that. It's non-medical care that about everybody needs at some point. It's caused by accidents, it's caused by illnesses, and simply becoming frail with age. And finally, it oftentimes is delivered in the home, and it can be delivered in assisted living. You've talked about it, nursing mm-hmm. homes, memory units, even adult daycare.
See, and that's just so much. And gosh, so I get so excited when I talk about this subject. We will talk about it after the break, but there's just so much more flexibility and so many other new avenues where you can use this valuable benefit. So for our listening audience, hang on. It's all about long-term care insurance for the rest of the program with Steve Johnson, LTCExpert.net. We'll see you right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss a program in the future, or you know someone who should have listened to this program after the fact, you can always go back to listen to the podcast. So it's seniorcarelive.com. You click on the podcast tab, and it'll take you to all of the podcasts of the program. You find the date or the topic, and you click it, and boom, you can listen to it after the fact. And we have more and more and more people every single month doing that very thing. So again, thank you for your support. Let me shift gears back to my friend Steve Johnson. He is a long-term care insurance expert. His business is called Long-Term Care long-term care insurance experts, right?
Great. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And if this is a subject that touching you, is relevant to you, resonating with you, and you want to learn more about long-term care insurance, call Steve Johnson. Here's his number, 913-829-7555. 913-829-7555 or online, ltcexpert.net. All right. So, Steve, what happens if you do need long-term care? And you talked about it in the last segment. So what happens if you do need long-term care and you don't have long-term care insurance?
Yes, that is a good question. Now, I've heard a few people say the government will take care of me, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually a myth. There's a book that we'll talk about that called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, and it busts some of the common myths. And myth number two is the government will take care of me. And the reality, Steve, and you've been living in this world for a long time, the world of helping people navigate through how things really work. And the truth is that you pay for your care. And Steve, in me working with you, you know that in this market we live in, it's about $70,000 to $100,000 a year on average.
Yep.
Is what you see people pay. And so if you need long-term care, it could be due to an accident, an illness, becoming frail, you will pay for it until you run out of money. And then that's where Medicaid comes in. That's where when you're completely or technically not completely, but you might as well be out of money, then you get help from Medicaid. A couple of other myths, though. Social Security has nothing to do with long-term care.
Nothing, not a single thing.
And Medicare, it will cover really short-term care and, of course, medical care. That's really what it's designed for.
Yeah, and so many – here's – I think that's the biggest myth of all. Oh, I got Medicare. I'm covered. I'm covered.
That's right.
Well, no, you're not covered for long-term care. If you have a hospital stay and you qualify for skilled nursing and rehab, it will pay for a very short stay at a nursing home until you get better, and then boom, it's out. That is it. It will not pay for you to live in a long-term care facility. It will not pay for assisted living. It will not pay for home care. It will not pay for adult daycare. It doesn't pay for anything, any of that.
That's right. And I want to, what you just said, Steve, it pays for a short while until you get better. Now, if you don't get better, it doesn't keep paying. That's when you get out the checkbook and start paying for long-term care. So, yeah, Medicare is very short-term in nature, and you nailed it. So that's what happens is you pay for it, and that's why so many people who've seen parents go through this and have figured out how it really works out there will give us a call and say, help me find a good long-term care plan.
I can't tell you how many times I've met with the adult children, maybe in their 50s or maybe 60s, caring for an aging parent in need and having to help them make decisions. And once I talk about the cost, and I know we want to talk just at least briefly on the cost of long-term care, big numbers. But once they see that and they see their parents' nest egg they've worked their entire lives for could evaporate very quickly, they're like, oh my gosh, I need to look into long-term care insurance. The light bulb goes off.
That's exactly right. And you just reminded me, in the last 15 years, I've helped many people. I cannot tell you the number of times I've heard the adult child look at me and say, and I will ask them, what's it? You know, do you have the checkbook? They'll say, yes, I'm writing the checks for mom or dad's care. I'll ask them what it costs. They'll say $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month. And then they'll say something like, but I don't tell mom or dad that. I know how long they've worked for that money. And it would be so upsetting if they knew how fast their life savings are being spent.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And most of the time, their parents are going to say, no way, I'm not spending that much money.
That's right. That's right. And there's just no way around it. Let's talk about the cost then. And Steve, when we talked last time we were together, I talked about the hard cost, the $70,000 to $100,000 a year. But it was the soft cost, I'll call it the soft cost, that you said, let's talk about that on another program.
Yeah.
And what I'm referring to is what happens when somebody needs care. It has an impact on the family, everything from children traveling and staying with mom or dad to the physical demands of caring for somebody, to the emotional, the time, all of the impact on the family is hard to quantify, but you felt like we ought to settle on this for a few minutes. Steve, why did you think this was an important topic?
Well, because I see so many times, and it is just so sad, but it's a human nature thing. I have seen caregivers provide care to their premature death and actually predecease the person they're caring for.
Yeah.
Because that's a cost, right? That's the ultimate price. But and you don't have to do that. Don't do that. But it's this human nature thing where men, right? We are Superman. Oh, I can do this. Well, at some point, the boys here, we need some help.
Right.
Some of the ladies, I'm just kind of generally stereotyping here, but some of the ladies, that's my job to take care of my husband. So I don't need any help, and your help is frankly not welcome. This is my job.
Right.
My grandma did that, right? Where I moved them to the assisted living facility, and she shooed the ladies out who were wanting to help grandpa get dressed and clean up their little apartment. And she, oh no, that's my job, honey. I've got it covered. Well, no, you don't, right? So yeah. I mean, so this is what happens, and then so you have the stress. You if you're still working. So you're the adult child and you're still working and you're interrupted several times per day because of phone calls. There's a term that is not absenteeism, but it's called presenteeism in business, where I'm here physically, but mentally and emotionally, I'm absolutely not here. I'm thinking about my mom and wondering if she's going to fall today in her home,
right,
that she will not move from.
Right.
And she will not. Right. So, I mean, so, and it costs businesses hundreds of billions of dollars a year, is this unrecognizable cost. It's not even on the radar. It's a huge, huge issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. See, I appreciate that. That's a big deal. I appreciate you taking the time to, kind of lay out what you've seen. That's right. That's what I see. And those adult children that I'm working with that have been caring for parents, they tend to be the greatest advocates for long-term care insurance.
Because they get a glimpse into their future.
That's right. That is right. And they say, you know, I'm glad I'm there for my mom or my dad, but I just do not want to put this burden on my children.
All right. Hey, let's talk about this. Are we giving these away?
Yes.
All right, let's talk about this. This is an awesome book. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. This is awesome. There are a lot of myths. We'll call this the Mythbuster book here.
That's what it is. That's right?
Right. And one of the myths is, and I actually heard this from a client this last week, and I'm not even making that up. Well, mom has Medicare, so she's good, right? I'm like, we need to talk about that, because that's not going to pay for her assisted living apartment that she's going to need. So we need to kind of work through that. We need to talk about the options and how we're going to pay for that. But most people think, I got Medicare, I'm covered, and you are not.
That's right. And the reason I like this book is that a lot of people I meet, they know that long-term care is important. They know that they want to address it. They're fearful that there may be things they don't know about it, and they're not quite sure who to ask, which, by the way, is why long-term care insurance is the only insurance I focus on. It can be demanding to navigate, to find a good fit for people, to find the right. But this book will make it easy for a person who wants to learn about long-term care insurance to – it's a thin book. You've got it in your hand there, Steve,
yeah.
And it's about 2 pages per chapter,
yeah,
2 pages per myth. And it'll help them get right to some of the key issues like you're addressing and really understand how things do work.
Okay.
And so they'll be educated.
So we're going to give away some of these books today. Is there a charge?
Nope. That'll be free. They just give us a call.
All right. So The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, it's an easy read. It's a really nice book, Exposing the Myths. Steve Johnson, thanks. He's long-term care insurance experts offering this free of charge. So, Steve, how do I get my hand on one of these books?
Well, one of two ways. They can give us a call at 913-829-7555 or visit ltcexpert.net. But I think you say that better than I do. Would you say it, Steve?
I kind of popped my T just to make sure you don't stick an S on there. So ltcexpert.net.
That's it.
ltcexpert.net. Dot net 913-829-7555. Just call Steve and request your free copy of The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. And I'll tell you what, this is a no strings attached. If you just want to educate yourself about long-term and care insurance and about what it's about and what it's not and what it is, what it covers, what it doesn't, this is an excellent resource guide. Call Steve Johnson for your free copy of the book, The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths, 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555. And after the break, we'll continue our conversation. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call anytime. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my guest today, Steve Johnson with Long-Term Care Insurance Experts. And Steve, thanks for offering this book today to Senior Care Live listeners. Totally free of charge. If you missed that in the last section, or excuse me, in the last segment, Steve is offering for Senior Care Live listeners today. It's a free book. It's called The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. Totally free of charge. You can call Steve to request your free copy at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555. And it's a great way to introduce yourself to the concept of long-term care insurance. Now, so Steve, obviously that's what we're really focusing on today. What's the first step to getting long-term care insurance?
Yes. So everybody I ever work with, we have a phone conversation. They give me a call. Sometimes they send me an email, but ultimately we get on the phone and I ask them a few basic health questions. And the reason I do that is not everybody can qualify. And so we'll talk. I'll ask a few questions and then I will promise the person I'm speaking with, I'll let them know right there if I think they can qualify. But sometimes I'll say, you know, I've gathered the information. Let me go shop several companies and see which looks like the best fit. But it's a phone conversation. A couple of other things related to that, Steve. As an independent insurance agent, I'm able to move around and shop several different companies. So I do have an access to a variety of plans.
And I love that. You're not just captive to one single company. I mean, you can shop around and find the best opportunity for your clients.
That's right. And with the way companies vary, you'd be surprised. A person can have a set of health conditions. They're just sometimes sure they're uninsurable, and I'll many times find a good fit. So it's a 5-minute phone conversation. We'll do some quick basic health questions, and I'll let you know right there if it looks like we've got a good fit, or I'll go shop for you and get back to you. And I tell people it just takes patience and persistence. I'm usually able to help most everybody I talk to.
Okay. And now I might be jumping ahead, but Dave Ramsey says to buy it on your 60th birthday. I prefer sometime between 50 and 60. And you can comment on that or we can move on. But the point is, this insurance is an insurance that you have to qualify for. So the older you get, the higher the potential for an illness or something that's perfectly manageable, like diabetes or something like that. But you may get you disqualified from this important insurance coverage.
That's right. That's I cannot emphasize that enough. In the time that I've helped people with this, you can become uninsurable, and you can become uninsurable in your 40s and 50s, you would be surprised the number of folks.
Yeah.
I was scheduled to meet with a man, and I tried to help him with several different companies, and he was in his 50s. So that is the argument for getting it while you're still healthy. Because once you have it, you lock it in. It's yours. They cannot come back later. And if your health fails while you own it and raise your rates or cancel you, they can do neither. They cannot single you out. and raise your rates or cancel you once you've got it. So.
And that's good to know. And so, again, I love Dave Ramsey, but Dave, you're wrong on this one. Call me and we'll argue it out. All right? So Dave Ramsey, call Steve Kuiker. No, I'm just kidding. If he calls, I'd actually be honored. I think he's awesome. So.
That is good.
So anyway, we're talking with Steve Johnson today, long-term care insurance expert at 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555 or online at ltcexpert.net. And when you call Steve, be sure to ask for your free copy. And thanks for offering that free of charge. That is awesome. Ask for your free copy of The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. That would be a great start in some homework. So, all right, Steve, so what are some of the popular options in one of these long-term care insurance policies?
So let me just hit a few. Home care. I think I was reading earlier today that 80% of those surveyed, I don't know if I'm going to get my hands on the survey in time, but more than 80% of Americans over 50 say they want to remain in their home as they age. And so having home care on your policy that will pay 100%, and 100% is it'll take pay the same amount it would pay for a facility in the home is probably the number one option.
And I've and I'm sure you have way more than I have, but I've seen lots and lots of policies that might be a little bit older, and they'll pay. I'm going to make up a number, $150 a day for a nursing home and assisted living, but it'll only pay like $50 a day for home care. So it really falls short there.
Yeah, I've seen those policies, and my practice has been to help people get as much care, funding for care in the home as in a facility. Because
everybody wants to stay home.
You know,
I do,
and that's right. The people I meet, they feel the same way. A second popular option is shared care, and that's where this really works great for couples. A lot of times, couples have a budget. Mm-hmm. They want coverage, but they realize they've got some limits on how much they can spend. And allowing a couple to share the coverage between them, because we do not know who's going to need care, she or he. We don't know for how long. And matter of fact, the sharing that many of the top companies will offer allows for example, if one spouse predeceases the other, the survivor can keep all the coverage, but just pay their part of the premium. So that's very popular. And then finally, another popular option is inflation protection. And simply put, that allows your policy to keep pace with the rising cost of care, but not have your premium go up every year. So those are three popular options.
That's a hot spot for me. I've seen too many people with old policies, and again, they're much better today, but, 20-year-old policy, 25-year-old policy, very limited, and it doesn't keep up with inflation. I've personally worked with people where it's just fallen too short, and it just doesn't pay off. So that is a huge one in my book. So I appreciate you looking out for your clients and making sure that they get all the right options. So, Steve, we're wanting to share a smart buying tip every time that we have you on the program. So tell us about the smart buying tip for long-term care insurance. Today,
well, I've got a lot to choose from here, Steve. That's a tough question, but I'm going to pick one, and that is set yourself a deadline. So many people I meet say, "I know this is important. I know it'll make a mess of my finances if I don't address it, but I'm going to put it off." And the smart buying tip for this week is set yourself a deadline and act. Take the first step. Contact an agent who works with several different companies. And
Steve Johnson.
And start the ball rolling. So there's your smart buying tip.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and I'm not kidding. Call Steve Johnson. He's an independent agent. He represents a number of large companies. They're solid. And don't get pigeonholed into the rules and policies of one particular company. Have an independent agent working for you. Shop the entire marketplace. Again, call Steve Johnson for long-term care insurance, even if you have questions, okay? Or if you're ready to get serious or you're in the very beginning of this, either way, call 913-829-7555. That's 913-829-7555. 7555. And don't forget, ask Steve for your free copy of The Truth About Long-Term Care Insurance, Exposing the Myths. Really nice book here, totally free of charge to Senior Care Live listeners. You could also go online at ltcexpert.net. Steve, thanks for being on the program today.
Great to be here, Steve. Good to see you. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, to everyone listening, I am honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.